like I said, announcing Joe Biden has picked Kamala Harris as his running mate. Here's what was published. Joe Biden chose Kamala Harris to become his running mate for the 2020 election on August 1st, 2 weeks before the Democratic National Convention. Of course, it's only July 29th now. That after keeping his choice close to the chest for months. In his announcement, they also included a quote and this text. In his announcement, Biden called Harris a worthy opponent and a worthy running mate, alluding to the pair's rivalry during the earlier stages of the Democratic primary. She will bring her experience as a prosecutor, household name recognition, and skill as a debater to the ticket. Politico said it was a mistake. It was just placeholder, you know, verbiage. No. Placeholder text or verbiage is just usually gobbledygook. It's not actual quotes and stories. Politico got its hands onto something. And mistakes like that are usually not unintentional. Think about that. Meanwhile, more than 100 police agencies have said, no, we will not go to Milwaukee for the Democratic National Convention at all. More than 100 enforcement agents and agencies have reportedly pulled out because of the crackdown on police and the disrespect for police around this country. And as important as anything, in Milwaukee, they're told they cannot use tear gas or other non-lethal methods to control unruly crowds that turn to riots. Since the Milwaukee order was issued, more than 100 law enforcement agencies in Wisconsin and across the nation decided against coming to Milwaukee. So said the Milwaukee Police Chief Alfonso Morales. He said, no, they're not coming. In Wisconsin, Franklin Police Chief Rick Olivia said, it is apparent there is a lack of commitment to provide the Milwaukee Police Department with the resources it needs to ensure the safety of peaceful protesters, attendees, citizens, and police personnel. I cannot send my personnel if they are not properly equipped. Waukesha Police Chief Daniel Thompson indicating the same. I understand the use of chemical irritants and chemical sprays is serious, and those are to be used only when legally justified. But when you take that out of the continuum, that doesn't leave the officers much of an alternative. He's out. Unfortunately, some have chosen to respond to George Floyd's death in a far less productive way by demonizing the police, promoting slogans like ACAB, all cops are bastards, and making grossly irresponsible proposals to defund the police. That's what Attorney General Bill Barr said yesterday during his prepared statements before Jerry's Nadlers and the rest of the rabid little Democrats. Barr up there pushing back throughout the day. 5 hours or more he was up there. 5 hours or more. In fact, at one point, talking about police violence and violence in places like Portland and Seattle, Doug Collins of Georgia asked, do you think if they came to burn down the Capitol, this body would rise to defend it? Bite five, you need to hear the answer. Bite number five. Go.
But I want to continue just on this, quote, peaceful protest for a second. You made a comment just a second ago on these riots. Talking about a courthouse just down the street, what if they decided, do you think that this body right here would rise up if they decided to go tonight and paint the Capitol building?
This body, I'm not sure.
I think this side would. I'm not sure. this other side, I'm not so sure. It may be the peaceful protest to burn down the Capitol. Maybe we're back to 1812 again.
Would this body rise to defend the Capitol? And he looks at this body? I'm not sure. And how sad is that? How sad is that? By the way, we've got so much of this we need to cover. And it's all good. I'll give you one more. Bite number four, I'll give you. Congressman Steve Chabot asking Bill Barr about the attacks on federal property. And when is it okay to burn down a federal courthouse? Is part of the response. When is it okay to burn down a federal courthouse? Bite number four. Go.
Federal courts are under attack. Since when is it okay to try to burn down a federal court? If someone went down the street to the Prettyman Court here, that beautiful courthouse we have right at the bottom of the hill, and started breaking windows and firing industrial-grade fireworks in to start a fire, throw kerosene balloons in and start fires in the court, is that okay? Is that okay now? No, the U.S. Marshals have a duty to stop that and defend the courthouse, and that's what we are doing in Portland. We are at the courthouse defending the courthouse. We're not out looking for trouble.
Not out looking for trouble, of course not. No, they're trying to defend property, which is their legal responsibility. It's so bad, in fact, that even far-left Democrats and liberals have finally figured it out. How does breaking windows at a courthouse, setting fire to a federal building, firing guns in crowds, committing acts of vandalism, forward any cause? Actually, don't bother because there's no good answer. It is self-destructive to any cause you promote. That comes from Morning Joe. Joe Scarborough. Hey, by the way, Joe, this is what you've been promoting. You've been promoting this as the liberal pimp mob for 3 years now. You've been the Mac Daddy to all of this nonsense. You've encouraged it. And now it's coming around and you're like, well, what's going on? Gee, I don't know, Joe. Maybe when you tell people it's okay to throw rocks and bottles, and then they get bigger rocks and bottles, then they get Molotov cocktails, and then they get mortars, full-size mortars. Start chucking them at police. Then they shoot police dead in the streets of St. Louis and elsewhere. Maybe that's the very predictable end result of letting lawlessness run wild in Portland and Seattle. Seattle, where the chop zone was, and two people died. Gunned down there. And that little social experiment. Why don't we just rope off Seattle, put a fence around it, let that social experiment continue in earnest? Can you imagine being a business owner, a homeowner in Portland or Seattle, paying taxes for that? It is shameful, truly shameful. And Joe Scarborough, you're an embarrassment to this country and to journalism in general. 25 after, it's good to have you here. Find out more at SteveGruber.com. Also, please go to the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page. I need your support. Share it. We have been muted a bit. They didn't like it when I told them exactly how an N95 mask works and doesn't work. I've been penalized for that. Help me out. Go to Steve Gruber Show on Facebook. Do it now. We'll be back.